First of all, we're going to learn for Refuah Shleima to Yehuda Glick. To have a Refuah Shleima the Maheda together with everybody else who needs it. I grew up with his father. They come from Williamsburg. He was born here, but the Glicks lived around the corner from us. We were on Lee Avenue and they lived on Ross Street, understand? But his parents came on Aliyah much before me, and he was at one time head of the Soraka Hospital, Dr. Shimon Glick, and Yehuda Glick has been a great activist for Harabaya.
Glick means
Since Chava Farkler is the one who just used the word Glick in its Yiddish form, I would like to welcome Chava. She wasn't here for a while. I finally did it. We welcome you. There are other guests over here today. The West Hempstead people are already, they're old hat. We're not even interested in mentioning them. There's a couple here from Teaneck, right? You told me your name about a minute ago, I forgot it all. That's
okay, it was more than 5 minutes.
Edelman?
Edelman, right.
I got it. It came back to me, the Edelman from Teaneck.
Well, okay.
New Jersey. All right.
I have a friend who said that her daughter made Aliyah to Teaneck.
To Tina. No, apparently if you go from Borough Park to Tina, that's breaking all the out. Anyway, all right. The sources look formidable, but they're not as formidable as they are. The opening page, I have most of the first chapter of the Rambam in Hilchot Deo. It's nearly the beginning of the Rambam's magnum opus, the Yama Chavrakah. And it is this chapter, and I say it there, he establishes the idea of the golden mean. And we'll just take a few selections, and there's only one that I want to get to, but it's a beautiful chapter anyway. Deot Harbe Yesh, each and every human being has many deot. Now, the word deot here used in the Rambam is not talking about opinions. Deot means character traits. We have all sorts of character traits. Vizum is shurimi, misum. One is different than the other. Urechokami manu biyoter. They're distant from one another. Now we're talking about the personality and character of human beings. They're different. This is not a world of clones. We're all different. That makes it exciting and it makes it terrible. Everything comes from the fact that we're all so different. There's a person who's an angry person. You can see it written all over him. This guy is anger personified. When I use male, I include females as well. I mean, she can be as angry as a he, and was probably more terrifying when she gets angry. Kohen's Tomit, always angry. Then there's a person that is so much personally, internally at peace, he never gets angry. And if he does ever get angry, Yichas Ma'abkas, it will be a little anger, yeah? But Kama Shalom every few years. Otherwise, he's just so goody-goody, very good, okay? Yes, Adam Shu Gavale Bioter, that is a person who's very, very conceited. A high heart. Yes, Shu Shvel Ruach Bioter, they have people who are
humble.
Yeah, very, very humble. Very, very humble. Yes, Shu Bal Taiva. There are people who have voracious appetites for all sorts of things. Lotis Banasho Mehalot Bitava. His soul is never sated from following his senses. Oh, not a bad sentence, by the way. All right. Okay. The Yeshu Balei Torah, then there are people who have pure hearts, very pure hearts. He does not even lust or desire those things that the body really needs. The Yeshu Bal Nefesh Chava. Shalot is the natural, the call nominal, and there's a person who is, you know, he has such needs, all the money in the world is not going to, not going to satisfy him. Ginyishanana, as it says in Kohelet, or his keset, or Yitzhak keset, the person who loves money will never be sated. Or as the Gemara says, Mishyeshlo mama, somebody who has 100, Rotsim Matayim, wants 200. And it keeps going, not only arithmetically, but geometrically, and the it keeps compounding. People want more and more and more. Yes, katser nasho, and then there are people who are very, you know, very, very, I don't want to use a good word, not
frugal.
Miserly. Frugal? Who said that? Richard? See? That's a West Hampstead watch. Frugal. That's the right word. A person who is frugal. Shadayor Philadelphia Wood. Shaloga Spiklo. For him it's enough. A little bit, even though that really it's really not enough. Below Yirda for Hasid Kol Sarko. He's not going to put in the effort to pursue and get whatever he needs. Yeshu Sage Fatsumu Bagar, the Kovit Zayan. And then there are people who call themselves pain, and they don't eat, they don't this, and they gather their silas mama, you know, piling up little coins, saving to an absolute sickly fault. Then Ochel Pruta Mishalom won't eat a Pruta alone. El Bitsar God, oh, he has to spend a Pruta is for him a crisis. The Yeshuhuma Abed Kolomano, the Adolda Tarto, and there are people who can just cast away all their money, they just spent thrifts of a sick sort. Valdrochen Elu, Shar Kovadeus. Ram says, in the same manner we have all other character and personality traits, they are two extremes, so to speak. And people are different, and we're different than one another. And then Kakon, for example, he says, Mahalel Va'one. Mahalel, the fella who is happy all the time. Onein is a fellow's depressed a family member on the day that one passes away, for which he's chayiv to be an avel, isn't called an onein. Supposed to be, he's sad. Yeah. But there are people who are always sad. I remember there was somebody that I knew of that sort of said, for him, the greatest day in the year is Tisha B'Av. Purim, of course, is a profound tragedy. But all right. So there are people who are Mahalel, Bonein. Then there's Chilai Vishua. Chilai is an extremely stingy human being. And Shuai is the fellow who's
generous.
Correct? Generous. Vachzori, there are those who are brutally cruel. And we know, in our time, we know exactly what it means. I mean, there's brutality and cruelty in this world that's so shocking. It's literally the 21st century is not yet worse than the 20th. The 20th was the most brutal century in all of history. But they started off pretty good in this 21st century. And then there's the Rachamonim. The Rachlevant, and then there are people whose hearts are soft. It even means, in a sense, frightened, cowardly. Oh, that's a good word. That's how this unknown fellow in the State Department described Netanyahu yesterday. He's a coward, he's frightened. Who was it? Somebody told me one of the papers had a cartoon of an American official. It may even have been a caricature of the President of the United States. I don't know, cowering someplace. And then there's a picture of somebody in full battle dress, Netanyahu. Which one is the coward? Which one is the cow? All right. We, here in this country, we take stands about what happens in the United States of America. Well, we're having a rough time with you Americans over there. We expect the people of Teaneck and West Hempstead to speak up and not believe everything they read in the New York Times. I weaned myself of the New York Times 35 years ago. I use it as long as I can get brushes out of it. All right. Now, in the next halacha, the Rambam says that between each of these extremes, there are all sorts of levels. You know, somebody's not so cruel, somebody's not so merciful, somebody who's not so stingy or so frugal, and those who are not such gracious spendthrifts. There's a whole panoramic movement from one to the other. That's what he talks about in Halacha Bet. He describes the whole range. Nobody can be put into a perfectly fit into a box. Now, in Halacha 3, the Rambam says, "Shteik tzavot harachot zumi zum, shebechol deo ledeo, einu derech tova." The two extremes in every character or personality trait, the two extremes are both not good. The one who's an arzor and brutal, and the one whose heart is melting away with compassion and mercy, they're both bad. By the way, these merciful and compassionate people can also be compassionate when they should be cruel. Mm-hmm. They may be compassionate with those who are dangerous and who are killers, you know. They have to be very, very careful, very careful. So now the two extremes are both bad. And it's not correct for a person who lack of a hand to go in those extremes, not teach himself or habituate himself to act that way. If he finds that in nature he seems to be inclined to one of the two extremes, he got a problem and he better deal with it. One of the extremes has become a habit, you have to bring yourself back, go in the good way. He has not described what the derech hayishara, the proper path is. Now, he's going to explain. Halacha Dalet. Haderech HaYishara Hi Midah Beininus. So the whole day of the day. The midpoint between cruel and overly merciful, there's a middle point. That's the Derech Tova. That means that somebody knows to be cruel when cruelty is intellectually indicated, and he knows to be soft, compassionate, and merciful when man's sake of Yosha, when common sense says that's the way you're supposed to conduct yourself. The derech hayishora, that's called the correct path. Ooh, he need a bayonis, the measure in the middle, so the whole day over there, mikol ha-deyot, the middle path between all of the extremes in every character and personality trait. Vidi ha-deyot, and the Rambam makes, want to make sure that you know that this is the position that is equidistant from the two extremes. Shehi v'chok and shtek tzavot, distant from both the extremes. Rikhuk shaveh v'eino krova lo zu. It's not closer to left, nor to right, in the middle. That's the derech hayishara. Okay? Let's go to the next column, the last halacha, Zion. So Rambam said that if you find yourself moving away from the center, then you have to make you have to make sure that you bring yourself back to the center. And in addition to that, once you know what the correct measure is, you have to put in effort in order to make that part of your nature. The Ketzar Yagil Odom Atzmo V'Deyot Elu Atshi Kovubo. How can a man accustom himself to these character traits until they become a permanent fixture of his personality? Yase V'Yishana V'Yishanish. You do it once, you do it twice, you do it three times. The Masim Sha'osha Al Kihadil Kain Soyo, the Yazan poet, that acting in the middle light, and you keep doing it again and again until you turn it into second nature. That's what you are. It's interesting, the Rambam in his commentary on Pirkei Avos says, which is better? I give 100 shekel to a poor person, or I give 100 poor people a shekel each. So the Rambam says 100 single shekelim to 100 people. Because by doing that, you have created within yourself a personality trait. You did it once, twice, it becomes part of your nature. All right, let's keep going. And then, before it's underlined, it says that this derech is called derech Hashem. This is the golden mean. This is the normal, natural path that men should lead. V'hi shalimit Avraham Avinu l'bono. And this is what Avraham Avinu taught his children. Shenema, and we need to see the pasuk right away. It just so happens to be in this coming week's Pasha, this week's Pasha Vayeda, you know? Alright? She God says, I love Avraham. We'll see, because I know that he's going to command his children to go in his way. Ba'ahel of the dead of Zulu, one of those, according to this golden mean, may be Tovu Brocho Yahshua, he brings good and blessing upon his Goshen Emma. That same Pasha says, let me see the Pasha. Leman Hodi Hashem al Avram et Hashem Dibir. He's going to teach them to go in this middle path so that he can bring blessing upon him and his children. So that God will in turn bless them. All right, let's turn over. Number one, of first eight sukkim of Parshat Vayeda, this is seven. First eight sukkim. First, I'm going to read it, and I may get the drift of where I'm going with these eight sukkim. Vayeda Ela Hashem Veloni Mamre, God appeared to him in Eloni Mamre to Avram, Behud Hashem Petach Oel was sitting at the opening of his tent, Kechom Hayom, at the heat of the day. By Yisraeno, by Yar, Avram lifted his eyes and he saw, by the way, Chazal, Rashi, everybody tells us, that this was the third day after Avraham Avinu had undergone circumcision. He's 99 years old, and he's at home, and the Rebbeinu came to be Mevarkei Cholah. Vayisa Enoch Avraham, who's sitting at the opening of the tent, he lifts his eyes and he sees V'hinei Shlosha Anoshim Yitzomor. Sees three people standing out there. Vayar, and he saw Vayor Tzulkosam. And he ran to them. Wait. No, you know, you're not well. You just underwent the Bris Milah. Where in heaven's name are you running to? It's very hot out there today. And as I, in passing, had mentioned, the term that was used by Rasolovich in a different context completely, the guy, Shmutzike Bedevina. And he suspects that they may be idol worshippers who worship the dust on their feet. I mean, can you imagine what kind of a shugoyim they would have to be if they worship the dust upon their feet? He says, they may be that. And he's running for them. It's a very, very hot day. It's not just plain hot because it's Be'er Sheva. Rashi dreams that God took the sun out of its orbit in order to make it only mad dogs, Englishmen, and angels go out on a day like that. Tourists. they can go in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the afternoon, when any smart, intelligent Israeli is home taking it easy. Say, life is a kriche in Masada, Masada, die, go on. And he runs from the open those tent, and he bows down to the ground, bows down to these Dchai Bedavina. We're going to take the word Shmuzika. The Dchai Bedavina. Vayomi, he said, and the next word even means God. He's telling God, God, he has a cup. Someone is visiting him, okay? We can understand it in terms like this. I have company. I'm talking to somebody. My cell phone goes off. Wait a minute, don't say it. Yeah, and I get into a conversation. Cool your heels, wait. Okay? Right. When? Yeah, okay. Is that Narav's kite for 10 minutes? Wait, okay. So here, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, no less, is the one who is now visiting Avraham. And he says, the Rebbeinu Shlomo, take these, just wait a minute. You know, cool it. Wait a minute. Don't go, just stay, I'll give you the right word. And he runs out to bring these fellows in. And then he starts giving all sorts of instructions. You've got no matman, let some little bit of water be brought, a little bit of water. The man brought a lot of water. Barakatsurablechem, wash your feet, be shot on top of the heads. And there you can lie down, lean against the tree. Vekopaslechem, I'm going to be bread. The sabulitchem, satisfy your hearts. Achatavor, where's the jewel leaf? Kiyal kenavartam aladachem. In fact, if you pass by my house, I mean, you gotta come in by Yonu. And they said, came Paset Kashet Ibarta. I mean, they're not starting up with this fellow, Avraham, you know, he's, Mosal, they can't understand him either. By the manner Avraham hurry, ha'olala el Sora to the tent of Sora. And he said, Mahari, hurry. I tell you, as I read through these eight psukim, I can hardly, catch my breath, run here, run there, speed, hurry. Mari shlosim kemach solas lushi vasiugos, make bread, make cake. If they want any cake, give them bread. If they want any bread, give them cake. There are bako rotsakolav from light out to the to where the cattle is, and it's outdoors at the fair. It's very hot. Vayikachin tzuk parabata, rachvato, vayitin alagar, gave to the boy, Yishmael. Vayimahar, rachalol, again, he hurried rasotato. Vayikachel, alakhola, with the nabaku, he took the butter, and the milk, and the animal, asher osa, that he had already made. In other words, in the words asher osa, it means he had shechted it, and he had flayed it, and he had slayed it, and he had cut it up, and he... it's the only word that's gone out of my head. I'm happy that I can cook up some water in an automatic electric bathroom, and all of this has been done there. Boy, met a lamb, and he's standing over there, half up the edge, under the tree by your pillow on the egg. You know what's wrong with me? Is this a model for his children to follow? I want to be careful not to say an untoward word about Avraham Avinu. But this is madness. This is absolute madness. This is no way for anybody to conduct a mistake. If Avraham Avinu were this, his local Orthodox rabbi, what should he do under these circumstances? Those fellows are out there in the heat. So his local Orthodox rabbi would tell him, drink orange juice, take an aspirin, lick an envelope in bed. You have servants. Abba Mishnah will send them out. Be like the 99 years old. What do you think you are? You were born yesterday. Absolute madness. And you know, when people learn the parasha, what a great professor Avraham was. What an al-chesed. And then there are people who think that they have to emulate this yet. Are we supposed to emulate this? Is this the way we're supposed to conduct ourselves? I see those three Bedevina out there, and I say, you know, you can go. Do I know if this is a Mayesnith or not? Hey! Leave me alone! It's mad. Mad. So we have to understand, what was the Rambam talking about? The Rambam says that Avraham Avinu taught his children after him the golden mean. This is not the golden mean. This is extreme. Sheba extreme. Not expected of anybody. By the way, maybe it's not for now, but there's one other extremist in Torah. And that extremist we're going to meet in next week's Saturday. Rivkala. There are 10 big Gesunte camel drivers who come with Eliezer with 10 Groisse Grobbe camels. And this young Mevala, let's say she's 13. She's running back and forth again. The Vayamayer, Vatoros, Vatmayer, up, down, bringing water till they all finish eating. You know what? She's a good shidduch for the house of Avraham. You understand? But it's the sugar. What we have done today, we're only interested in understanding of Avraham Avinu. What's the meaning of this conduct? Right? In number two, this is a few psukim further, right here in the parasha. The first scene of the Sedra is over. The three, it turns out, are angels, and they've come to tell Avraham Avinu that his wife is going to give birth this time next year. She's going to give birth to a baby boy. He being 100 years old, she being 90 years old, the great miracle is going to happen. By the way, there's a beautiful, my favorite Haggadah, you know, of course, is the Leil Shigurim Haggadah that was written by Lira HaShulchan that I republished about 10 years ago, because I love the Haggadah, all right? His opening remarks on Hovach Mo'anya, he describes the birth of Yitzchak precisely as it was, an absolute miracle. And he says the beginnings of Klal Yisrael were with clearly an act of God. Their entire existence, this is 4,000 years later, is one great act of ness. There have been a billion jihadis out there. And I said, the billion jihadis, they're a little scared of us. They're a little scared of us. By the way, I have to correct an impression that I may have left a few weeks ago, but I I couldn't help it because that was the information I had then. It was an article, I think, on Wednesday in the Jerusalem Post. It had to be on Wednesday because if it would have been earlier, I would have told you about it last Tuesday. All right? Where it says some think tank or other made a study and it just stretches the imagination. And they arrived at the conclusion that the strongest air force in the world is the Israeli Air Force. I had said that they're fourth. It's staggering. Staggering. America and China and Russia, we're not talking about backward third world countries like England and France. Okay? First in the world, it's unbelievable. Anyway, this first scene of the Seder is over, and the Malachim are now on their way to destroy Sodom. And number two, it says, Hashem, where it's on the line, Hashem, oh my God, I'm a chassan, I'm a Rom, am I going to conceal from Abram, Hashem, I'm young, so what I plan on doing? But Abram, how long you yell, go, 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 Abram is going to be a great people, for us, so mighty, the Nidra, by the way, there it is. It was immediately said right now, a mighty people. The Nidra Kuvayt, whole very earth, all the nations of the world will be blessed with him. Ki Yedatev. Rashi explains beautifully, the word Yedatev over here means, because I love him. I know him means I love him. Just as it says in Torah, for Adam Yoda et Chava Ishto. Azot mi noher. The Torah is, you know, very squeamish about saying things clearly. But Adam Yoda, he knew her well, and to know is to love. When Elkanah and Chama go home that year, from Shiloh it says, Elkanah Yoda et Chana Ishto. Yedatim means God loves. I love him. Lamashi Yisrael borrowed the base of Abraham because he's going to command his children and his house after the Shom of Derech Hashem. They're going to keep the Derech Hashem. The Chacham says, what's the Derech Hashem? The golden mean, the middle, neither one of the extremes. And Abraham's not an extremist. Abraham's not an extremist. Give me a break. The whole opening to the center is extreme, unnatural and not normal conduct. But that's what the pasuk says. And I'll tell you, I'll take you one step further. Number three. Would you look at number three right now? He's standing before God and he's praying for Sodom and Gomorrah. Vayomer, he made on the last sentence. He not all to the Davir. I have now begun to speak. I'm ashamed to God, but no key, all four of our acres, I'm dust and ash. You hear how I've rolled this flash ago? I'm dust and ash. We're moving ahead. Number five, is it?
Yes.
That's the great classic. Second page. This is the great classic of all. I better start moving with, okay? I better be Maher and Rots. The opening chapter of Hilchot HaVodah Zarah, the Laws of Avodah, is one of those classic pieces of the Rambam. He spends an entire chapter giving us the history of humanity from the time of Enosh. Adam, Shes, Enosh, third generation. There it says, Vayihi. The Rambam begins, you don't have that here, don't look in that, just look at me. The Rambam begins by saying that in the days of Enosh, man made the beginnings of a terrible mistake. The terrible mistake was, they knew that there was a God, they knew there was a creator of the world, and that the creator of the world had all sorts of forces in the world that served him, the star, the sun, the moon, the galaxies, nature at the service of God. So they began to show their respect to these forces. But with the passage of time, Man simply forgot that it was a God who was a creator. The third generation already thought that, that the service to the sun and to the moon and to all the other forces of nature, that those are the real deities. And for pleasure, God was forgotten. God was lost. And so the world continued to degenerate, slide down the slippery slope to disaster. God was forgotten. There are only a few people in the world who remember him. Alright? On the right hand side there of number 5. The end of the third line. I will soon hold on him. The might of the whole world, God himself, nobody knew him. There were only a few individuals in the world that still remembered that it was such a thing as God Almighty. For example, Hanok, Metushelach, Noah, Shem, Eva, Balderech HaZeh HaYaholim HaHolech B'Galgal, and the word continued rolling this way, Ad Shenolat Amuzo Shel Olam, until the pillar of the world arose, who Avram Avinu. He's now going to describe an Avram Avinu. A powerful description. He describes a little boy who was born into an idolatrous society, a family of idol worshippers, and he worships idols with them, but his mind gives him no rest. There's something about it that troubles him. And we're talking about a period of intellectual suffering that Avraham went through for years, until finally he arrives at the great intellectual discovery that there's a God who created it all. Avraham Avinu is being described by the Rambam as a genius. He was able to rise above his entire education, everything around him. And he is able to achieve the knowledge of the unknowable. This was an awesome intellectual feat. Paul Johnson, at the beginning of his History of the Jews, says, if Abraham would not have come out of the Ur of the Chaldees, who can guarantee that there would ever have been anybody who would come after him? The world would have simply destroyed itself in a paroxysm of idolatry. Now, you see how God, you know, as a mind unparalleled, made a tremendous discovery. And not only did he discover that, but he discovered something else. He discovered that it's his responsibility to tell the world. And he knows that this is going to cost him dearly. He's setting out on an extremely dangerous path. Because if you want to change or dispute everybody's thinking, you're starting up for the whole world. Mm-hmm. And everybody in the world now has a vested interest in idolatry. There's an industrial complex built on idolatry. There are the idol makers. There are the priests. It's a malchus of idolatry. He's going to come and just shatter it all and then say, yeah, you know, Rome, you're right. They're going to fight him. And he knows that he can reach the point that they will want to kill him. But he can't control himself. His certainty that he found the truth and they asked to share this with the world was so strong that he went out and he did end up endangering his life. Avraham Avinu, one word and one word alone can describe him. As the Rambam does, he's the genius. He's going to be called a Tamzeh, this mighty one. Here he has already been called Amudo Shalom, the pillar upon which the whole world whole world stands. By the way, it's fascinating. It's 4,000 years later, and everybody's trying to take credit for Avram. And everybody wants to be Avram's children. I just read a few lines at the beginning of the next halach. I told you the gist of the halach. Kivon shenigmal eitan zeh, when this mighty one was weaned, as soon as he was able to think, he filled the shotate begato, he began to move in his mind. Through cotton, it's a little magical. The filach show by Yomu Alayla, and he began to think day and night, going up to Mary, he wondered,